Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. Just a quick reminder that we rely on people like you to do stories like this. The Sprawl is driven by our members, people who pitch in a few dollars a month to support independent Alberta journalism. Please consider signing up. You can do so at sprawlcalgary.com. We'd love to have you on board.
The next stop, Sprawlcast.
You're listening to Sprawlcast. My name is Jeremy Clausus, and I'm the founder and editor of The Sprawl. Sprawlcast is a show made in collaboration with CJSW 90.9 FM, and we are broadcasting / podcasting from Calgary in Treaty 7 territory. Sprawlcast is a show for Albertans who want more than the daily news grind. We don't do press release journalism, and we go deep to bring you stories you won't hear anywhere else. There's a lot of heavy stuff going on in the world right now. The ongoing toll of coronavirus, the devastating explosion in Beirut. Even our weather in Alberta has been more menacing this summer, with nightmarish hailstorms and tornado warnings. And when it comes to Alberta politics, there's so much to unpack right now. Premier Jason Kenney's government continues to sow chaos and mistrust on the health and education files. This is all unfolding as Albertans contend with COVID-19 and gear up for a new school year. That's a story in itself, the Kenney government's plan, or lack thereof, for safely reopening schools. All of this is important and requires our attention, but it's also important to take a break from the constant cycle of bad news. So today, we want to provide that for you. We want to bring you a little respite, a little levity. And there's only one person, who can give us the break we need. And that person is Jason Kenney. No, not that Jason Kenney. This Jason Kenney lives in Virginia, and he has it a little rough when it comes to his online life. His Twitter handle is @JasonKenney, and he's always getting dragged for stuff he had nothing to do with. People call him names, they ask him to resign, and generally berate him for being a bad premier. Virginian Jason Kenney has been a good sport about it, posting funny wisecracks in reply. "Not sure my resignation would make any difference," he tweeted in June. When he's mistakenly tagged, he sometimes asks people to donate to the World Pediatric Project, the international nonprofit organization he works for. All of this has made him something of an internet celebrity in Alberta politics. The Sprawl's staff writer intern, Hadil Abdelnaby, has made a project of tracking down Jason Kenney this summer. And it hasn't been easy. She's been trying to nail down this interview for weeks. It turns out that Jason Kenney can be just as elusive as, well, Jason Kenney. But when Hadil is on a story, she does not let up.
I think I first saw him reply to someone's tweet that was intended for Premier Kenney maybe a couple of months ago, and it was my favorite thing that's ever happened on the internet. Like, it was just so funny that he was being such a good sport about it and replying to the criticism that really isn't for him. And then the more I went through his Twitter feed and just saw everything, I thought it was hilarious. And he has this following of people that kind of prefer him to our Jason Kenney. So I was like obsessed with this whole story. And every time he tweeted something, I was like, this is amazing. And then because it was like, it took so much time to book an interview with him, I think I just got more and more intent on talking to him.
People have called him the good Jason. Others have said he's the hero Alberta needs right now. People have offered to send him beer and coffee mugs and all manner of gifts, just for being Jason Kenney. But enough from me. Here's Hadil Abdelnaby's exclusive Sprawl interview with Jason Kenney.
Hi, Jason. Thank you so much for joining me.
No, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. So I guess we should probably start right off the bat by establishing that you are not, in fact, Alberta's premier, Jason Kenney?
As far as I know, no. And if I am, I apologize. I've been a very absent premier.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're actually just an innocent American man who has unwillingly been roped into Alberta politics, sadly. So sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was just going to say it's not entirely unwillingly. I've kind of egged it on at this point, I suppose.
Can you tell me a little bit about you, the Jason Kenney we wish we had, who you are?
Sure. Well, as you said, I'm Jason Kenney. I'm based in the United States, in Richmond, Virginia, in particular, just down here with my family. So I have nothing to do with Canadian politics. I used to do some communication and consultant work for politics here in the States and in Virginia and for local elections and like in particular. But that was a while ago. And so I got out of the political arena as a paid gig, but it's still something I pay attention to. So it's, despite not being deeply involved in Canadian politics, it's something that I'm still curious to see about, just because it runs close enough to American politics, I suppose, to where it still piques my interest. It's still neat to see what's going on once in a while, but it's fun to be kind of on this side of it and not actually neck deep in it, or to where it's necessarily directed at me intentionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you definitely have a front row seat to everything, I would imagine. So tell me about how all of this happened. How did you get swept up?
Yeah, well, the current bout is just simply in, I guess, March of 2007, when this brand new fangled thing called Twitter was rolling out. I jumped on and snagged the Jason Kenney handle. And then ever since, it's been fun and games. Honestly, though, like there's been plenty of times through the years I've gotten tagged as you know, the wrong Jason Kenney. Back when with the Canadian, Jason Kenney was a minister of, was it immigration at one point? So I got mentions then, and then he kind of got out of politics for a bit and then came back. And so it's come and gone. But a lot of my, I guess, mistaken identity back in the early aughts, I had Jason Kenney at hotmail.com and got a random email from this sweet old lady who wanted to thank me for speaking at their church. And I, for the life of me, couldn't remember doing that. And that's kind of like the first, you know, inkling that it's like, oh, there's somebody else out there with my name. Shortly after, like I think a couple of years later, I got an email about what a great job I did at the Tasty Freeze. And it seems there's another Jason Kenney spelled the same way who is a musician in Georgia. So it's not just a Canadian politician I get confused for. But it's kind of been much more consistent and prevalent to be mixed up with him than many of the other Jason Kenneys that are out there.
I feel like you guys should start a club at this point.
I'm actually thinking like maybe a podcast, like Jason Kenney Squared, where just like every week it's have another Jason Kenney on as a guest and we just talk to ourselves.
Yeah, I would honestly, I would be your number one fan. I'm already your number one fan, but I would listen to that. So you didn't really have any idea that there was this random Canadian politician that was out there. Can you tell me a little bit more about the other handles that you have? Because I know that you don't just have the Jason Kenney Twitter handle. You have other accounts that are Jason Kenney claimed.
So it's I've got the Instagram, I've got the Twitter, I've got the Facebook. You pretty much, you name it, I've parked it. And not in any sort of way trolling the premier Jason Kenney, but, you know, it is my name. And, you know, I just happened to jump on it first, and yeah, you know, kind of having done digital communications. I mean, I do digital communications now, but I'm just with one spot. Whereas before, I was again the consultant and looking for, you know, work and working more on a kind of a contract, short term client basis. Part of being on the leading edge of all that is making sure I had my brand secured. So parked the name as best I could. I unfortunately years ago lost the jasonkenney.net URL. Somebody's got it now. I don't know if he does or if it was an opposition thing, but one day maybe I'll get that back. But, you know, win some, you lose some.
Did he ever reach out to you and try to get those handles?
But never explicitly, never outwardly. I mean, there have been a couple times, especially in the communications on Twitter, where there's another Jason Kenney in England, K-E-N-N-Y. who sometimes gets tagged, although he more often gets tagged. It seems there's also a Jason Kenny, K-E-N-N-Y, who's an Olympic cyclist, who is also from the same town as him. So he gets more confused with him. But we'll sometimes, we Kennys will all just kind of go back and forth on Twitter. There have been a couple times where the premier has spoken up and chimed in and apologized just kind of joined in the fun. But no, there's never been any like explicit or specific or I think purposeful outreach to say, hey, can I have that name? Just more kind of in passing. You know, I'm not saying I don't have a price, but it's fine. And he's done just fine with whatever handles he's had to use through the years, and people have found him just fine as well.
Mm-hmm. And Jason, I know that when I first reached out to you, you said that you couldn't promise this would be a thrilling tale, to use your words. But if we're being honest, I kind of live for these moments. I'm even living right now just knowing that there's a collection of Jason Kennys out there that are struggling in the same way. But mostly I'm super interested in when you do engage with Alberta politics and sometimes the criticism that's meant for the premier and obviously not you. And you actually may be a little bit more responsive to the online comments than our Kenny. But I imagine that it must have been annoying at some point, or it gets annoying. Was it ever difficult to deal with?
I wouldn't say difficult. I mean, there's certainly times where my Twitter feed or my mentions or whatever gets really cluttered because people are reacting to something that was not meant to be for me. And I've kind of chimed in, it's like, wrong guy. But by and large, no, it happens. It happens frequently enough to where it's on my radar, but infrequently enough to where thankfully it's not overtaking me day and night, my phone blowing up with messages all hours of the night. But, there's a couple times to where I guess some of the comments are a lot much, and while they aren't directed at me, it's unfortunate sometimes to see some people, admittedly, a death threat or things like that, that some folks have sent or passed along. And it's concerning, but it's also disappointing to see, because you don't ever want to see that directed at anybody. I understand that there's some differing political points of views and some hot button issues that are involved, but, it's when it kind of takes that tone that it's not fun by any means, and it's something to take seriously. But thankfully, those are very rare. By and large, most folks, the moment they realize they've got the wrong Jason, are very apologetic or go along with the joke when I do start responding to things. So it's overall a good fun time. I think most folks appreciate the lightheartedness of it, and I can't be too upset or take it too seriously, because again, I've got the name, and it's easy to start typing, and it's very hard to stop and look at that little icon and think, that doesn't quite look like him. But who knows? So, I roll with it, and I'm happy to do that. There might be some time where it just gets to be too much and I have to take a break, or I see an opportunity to move to Alberta and cash in on my newfound fame, but we'll see when it comes to that.
Please, we are begging you. I mean, you're very gracious about everything, and I'm so sorry that you've had to deal with that. I mean, I did expect a little bit of negativity to come with them having those handles and that mistaken identity, but it's really, really sad to hear about the darker side of things.
Yeah, and it's, again, kind of having done sort of comms in this realm for quite some time for, assorted either political or policy-based things, unfortunately, that's par for the course. Thankfully, it is very far and few between, and most folks are, passions can run hot on these things, but most folks also understand that at the end of the day, we're all human. And so we might believe things very strongly, we might have very strong opinions on things and communicate that. But, I appreciate most folks' passion on these things. I'm passionate about what I believe in and care about as well. And most people, especially, but once they realize they've got the wrong person, are a lot more lighten up a lot more, or, engage a lot more, and you kind of see that better side of them. So it's unfortunate that it's par for the course, but again, it's pretty promising that, by and large, folks are pretty cool about the whole thing and understand, and don't go too far down that rabbit hole. Don't go too far to that side. I will say the interesting thing about the whole mix up though is just to see, you know, I don't know a lot about Canadian politics in Italy. Maybe I need to brush up a little bit. But you know, it's interesting to see how close the rhetoric can sometimes align between both Canada and the United States. You know, and so it's just, you know, here in the States, we get that whole stereotype, Canada, they're all friendly, eh? And they, you know, it's, everybody's all real nice and laid back and all this other stuff. And then, you know, when it comes to the political speak, it's just as, there's people are just as fired up and just as divided sometimes as we might see here in the States. That's interesting to see, interesting to note. I know it's kind of naive to think that, you know, certain divisions or partisanship or type of politics things might be like uniquely American or whatever, but it's been interesting to see how much that just kind of translates, or kind of there's a parallel to that in Canada, and usually along the same lines, which is kind of fascinating to view. But like I said, by and large, most folks are pretty cool and pretty chill, and seem pretty jazzed about the idea that there's some other random Jason who will take the time to say hello once in a while.
Yeah, that's really interesting that you get to see that firsthand.
Yeah.
So what does your day-to-day look like when you're not busy being an online Albertan politician?
I'm Richmond, Virginia with my family. Got a couple little boys who are awesome, an incredible wife, a dog, a cat. You know, we're doing all right family-wise. I'm very blessed. My day job is I do digital marketing and communications for a international nonprofit based here in Richmond. It's called World Pediatric Project. I love working for them because it's an organization that's literally saving babies every day. They deliver critical care, pediatric care to children in Central America and the Caribbean who otherwise would not have access to it. So we're talking tertiary surgical critical care across any number of specialties. In better non-COVID times, there are more than 60 medical teams traveling from throughout the United States to 12 to 13 different partner countries we have in the region, delivering care that these kids otherwise would not have access to. These are low resource countries that either don't have the means or the capacity or even the population base to really support the depth or the technical care that some of these kids really need. And then there's other times where children we'll bring into the United States to get care if it's more than what we can do in country. And a big component of it is always just working closely with these partners and these ministries of health and the doctors and the medical professionals. So we're helping build capacity and training. And, you know, we don't teach a man to fish, we fish with him. And so it's just all these different things kind of come together to make this organization just absolutely amazing. Because, again, it's just every day just lives are being changed and saved in ways that's hard to just understate. But just in ways that just kind of make me feel really blessed to just be able to work for an organization like that, be able to put, you know, what had been, you know, skills that I put towards, you know, clients and in other areas, just be able to focus on this and hopefully do some great work for them. And every now and then, you know, try to direct some of the misdirected anger towards the wrong Jason Kenney towards them and say, hey, if you feel really bad, maybe make a little gift over here. So that's
amazing.
Yeah. So day to day, just helping them get the word out, helping them, really make more folks aware of the incredible mission and just spread the word. So it's, you know, it's a great day job. I'm really lucky to be there and just, you know, really lucky to know just the fantastic people that make all that happen.
That's incredible. It must feel really good to be a part of an organization with such an amazing mission.
Oh, absolutely.
And thank you for, I guess, directing your new Albertan infamy towards them.
No, like I said, happy to do it. Anytime I can bring more attention, because it's a fantastic cause. And yes, I'm biased.
So how does your family feel about your name twin and this whole situation?
They get a kick out of it too. It really kind of, well, it depends on which parts of the family though. So, you know, it's, of course, the rest of the Kenny family find it hilarious. They think it's fascinating, hilarious. I've got brothers who are, you know, one older brother who's more deeply involved in politics day to day and who, you know, kind of has his own little, has his own career in that and stuff. But like he really gets a kick out of it just because it's such in his wheelhouse. But all of them love it. They find it fascinating. My wife actually has family in Canada, more in the Toronto and Niagara area. And when we were getting married like 7 years ago, so like when they were all coming to town, his first meeting, some of them, many of them would bring up, you know, you share a name with. It's like, yeah, I know. So, and even to this day, like some of the family who are there is just like, hey, have you heard about, or this guy's doing this thing again? I'm like, yeah, I know. So I do hear stories from direct family who are more directly connected to the day-to-day impact, but they really enjoy it. Especially I think some of the, I guess, collateral that may be coming up concerning Premier Kenny, folks get a kick out of. I think there's a mug that has made some news lately.
Just to interject here, he's referring to the mug that says, F you, Kenny.
Doesn't specifically say Jason, so could apply to any number of Kennys that might make a really great Christmas present.
Yeah, I saw that you tweeted about that mug the other day. I could probably get you one if you're interested in it.
Oh, actually, somebody's, and I feel so bad because I forget her name, and I really shouldn't because she's being very gracious. She's offered to send me one, so somebody's on it. If it would happen to fall through, I'm happy to let to follow up, but no, it's a lot of folks have reached out and offered to send them. Even the folks that made the mugs tagged me on contact me via Instagram and made me aware. So no, thank you. But that was funny to see. And I mean, I gotta get one of those. I mean, I gotta embrace the joke at this point.
So how much knowledge about Alberta's political scene have you gathered from getting tagged in these messages?
Not as much as I probably should have. I guess more a feel for where on the political divide people fall, but not so much for what precisely is going on. Just because, you know, I think thankfully, I mean, you know, the tags, they're not happening so consistently that I'm completely plugged in, but I apologize, Alberta. I need to know a lot more if I'm going to help. So I, that's my homework for the rest of the summer, is to brush up on that.
Oh, that's okay. I don't know what's going on most of the time. Oh, when and I was born here, so I'm constantly confused. So, well, I guess since I have a Jason Kenny here, I do have to ask this. What is your stance on pipelines and climate change?
Well, where to begin with any of that?
I guess in relation to the discourse that you've already seen.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's my understanding what Alberta, the oil is a pretty big industry there, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, just a little bit. No, the climate is changing, and gosh, if we can't do more, I don't know. Do I get the fake it till I make it thing, or do I do the whole, I'll have somebody get back to you on that.
Oh yes. I was expecting that response. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Kenny, for that.
I'll have my people call your people. We'll definitely follow up. Don't worry.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you so much. So would you ever consider getting into politics? I mean, you do have the lines down.
Well, you know, a young and impressionable and innocent and foolish Jason would have told you, oh yes, absolutely, one of these days, that's, I want a civic duty, and gosh, can I make a difference? But older and wiser, but still somewhat foolish Jason realizes, one, you know, it's foolish of me to think that I am going to be the white knight to gallop in and save the world, but also, oh my goodness, has the arena gotten so nasty. You know, it's a very tough thing for good people to get involved in, especially on an elected level, or very much on any public-facing level. No matter what cause you're supporting, no matter what you're running for, at least here in the States, and unfortunately, it sounds like in many parts of the world. So, you know, I never say never, but I think me as a citizen, as an individual, I can have a larger impact on society or the things I care about as a private citizen by doing things like the work that I do, by partaking in the causes that I care about and lending my skills and my finances and you know, to that as best I can, and leave the political arena to folks who can handle those slings and arrows and perhaps may feel they've gotten tougher skin or, you know, less to lose, as it were. I don't want again, just the way, how toxic it's gotten, how bad it's gotten. It's unfortunate because it's really a lot. There's a lot of really good people out there who have made a big difference, who have been pushed out of the arena or could make a big difference, but just don't want to put themselves into it. I think it's a matter of finding a lot of opportunities for us out on the outside looking in, but best of luck to anybody who does go into it, who does want to handle this sling and arrows and make a big difference, especially in this day and age. And hopefully, we can all work together inside and out and figure out a way to not be so upset with each other all the time.
That's a wonderful, wonderful request of people. I hope they follow it. So is there anything that you might want to say to your fans, the people who regard you as the superior Jason Kenny?
I appreciate it. It's fun to engage with folks. I appreciate that it's become sort of the inside joke, as it were. And I'm happy to be a part of it and that maybe add a little bit of levity to otherwise, these are some serious issues out there that folks are, when I'm tagged in these things, it's usually tied to something that's got somebody either upset or angry or there's something that's happening. There's a reason why they're taken to social media and talking about it. And so I hope that, the little bit of levity, I'm certainly not trying to make light of anything that people are going through or feeling. Sometimes we need to kind of take a step back and laugh at things. I would hope that we all can figure out ways to get along. I don't know Premier Jason Kenny personally. My interactions with him have all been very cordial. And so I would hope that folks provide each other the benefit of the doubt. And so if there's somebody who is very angry and has the more darker or stronger feelings and things they want to say towards him, I would ask, please just hesitate and think about, we're all human beings. We're all people. For others, stay engaged, reach out, communicate what you care in. I may not necessarily agree with all the political opinions of folks who are chiming out or who may even say, hey, I love you, you're the best Jason Kenny. It's like, that's because I'm not in politics. but I appreciate people's passion and I appreciate people who, having been involved in this in different levels, it's great to see that engagement, it's great to see that passion, but it's especially great to see people who can do this in a civil manner. In an understanding manner, at the end of the day, understand that there's human beings behind all of this, that there's real people, trying to do their best or what they believe is, the best to ideally achieve the same ends of, a better life for everybody, a better environment, better community, better world. And so let's just, kind of all be cool with one another. I hope that, again, that I can continue to, for some folks, offer a little bit of levity, a little bit of a silver lining to some things. But, I appreciate folks who get a kick out of it. I appreciate folks who reach out and who followed me and are tagging along and all that stuff. It's really great. I'm happy to keep chiming in when I need to and when folks want to drag me into the conversation. I'm not going anywhere, Alberta. As long as the premiere is there, I will be right there with you.
Oh, thank you so much. That makes me feel a lot better. Is there anything that you want to say to the other Kenny, maybe?
No, I mean, hi. And, I am so, so sorry that there's sometimes some bad things, but also I don't envy you, because if I'm only getting some of the accidental tags, I can't imagine what his inbox looks like any given day. So, best of luck to him in dealing with that. I hope that he's, like I said, I hope that he is doing his best to what he feels is best for Alberta, with the best interests of all at heart, but, can have an open mind and open ear, and good luck weathering all of the storms that are coming, because I don't envy anybody in any sort of leadership position these days, given the way of the world, and not just the political, but the plague and the everything else that's going on. It is not a fun time. So I wish him the best of luck, not just for his sake, but for the sake of all Albertans, because, whether or not you agree with him, you hope that he is guided well and does what is best for all.
Well, Jason, this has been so wonderful. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today, and good luck with whatever situation you find yourself pulled into inevitably.
Thank you. And it's my absolute pleasure. I hope that this has been somewhat entertaining for some folks out there, but no, it's my absolute pleasure. I love doing it. And, you know, thank you again to everybody who's just been so, so cool about the whole thing and really kind of gotten a kick out of it. It's been a fun thing to be part of, and I look forward to continuing to do it with y'all.
End of line. Thanks for listening, and see you again soon.
You've been listening to Sprawlcast. My name is Jeremy Clausus, and I'm the founder and editor of The Sprawl. And you just heard Hadil Abdelnaby interviewing Jason Kenney. Hadil is The Sprawl's staff writer intern, and you can find more of her stories on our website at sprawlcalgary.com. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We're at Sprawl Calgary on all of those platforms. You can also follow Jason Kenney on those platforms, too. His handle is at Jason Kenney. The Sprawl team is myself, assistant editor Jimena Gonzalez, staff writer intern Hadil Abdelnaby, comics artist Sam Hester, and art director Chris Pecora. Our theme music is by Dan D. Agostino and Kenny Murdoch. Our C-Train narrator is Holly McConnell. Thanks for listening, and see you next time. Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. Just a quick reminder that we rely on people like you to do stories like this. The Sprawl is driven by our members, people who pitch in a few dollars a month to support independent Alberta journalism. Please consider signing up. You can do so at sprawlcalgary.com. We'd love to have you on board.